If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
We're joined now by award-winning USA Today sports columnist and author Christine Brennan. Christine, good morning. I've seen you on television talking about the World Cup, and I know you think of all the sports shenanigans you've covered in your long, distinguished career, this is one of the shadiest. Do I have that right?
Yes, Bob. Hey, hi, and hello to Chicago, my parents' home, and I'm a Northwestern Wildcat. So great to talk with you and Andy as well. And yes, I mean, I'll say it this way, that I have covered the Olympics and international sports. I'm so lucky, so fortunate to be able to say these words since the mid-1980s. And so I've covered a lot of ridiculousness and goofy things and corruption and crazy stuff. Tanya, Nancy, you name it, right, over the years. I have never, ever covered a story, Bob, where a head of state has inserted himself or herself into the field of play. And that's what makes this so different. I'm sure there's people listening right now, driving or whatever, like, well, come on, it's sports. It's okay. It was a terrible call. Yes, it was a terrible call. That red call, that red card was bad, wrong, ridiculous against Fowler and Balogun. And the idea of having Balogun out of the game was, you know, for the next game was wrong. However, it was asked, answered. FIFA said those are the rules. Red card, you got to sit out the next game. And then to have the president go in and make the phone call, buddy-buddy, with Gianni Infantino, the president of FIFA, it was really something. And a slippery slope, I think, as the L.A. Olympics come up in 2 years. Will Donald Trump still be president? Will he want to change a gymnastics result if there's a controversy? Or swimming or track and field disqualification? That can of worms now is open. I don't know that we can close it easily.
Or will other heads of state be getting in on this? That's the question I have now that the game is over, USA lost. What lasting effect, if any, will this have?
You know, I think for most Americans, you know, that was an ugly loss. It was messy. It was not Lionel Messi. It was messy, sloppy. I walked into that one. Sloppy, ugly, unfocused. And you wondered if all of the distractions of the previous 36 hours had, you know, played a part, maybe. I do know this with Belgium. Their social media account, after they won 4-1 over the U.S. men, they had just a two-word message on social media from Belgium: overturn this. So it meant a lot to them. I think, you know, we move on, right? Baseball season's going. The White Sox, you know, playing well, right? Surprising us, Cubs. Football starting, college football, my Wildcats, pro football, the Bears, you know, on and on we go, right? We move into it with so many other sports. The rest of the world, maybe not so much. You know, this is a Eurocentric sport, right? We're seeing it now. I think all but maybe one of the teams, one or two will of the eight final, you know, quarterfinalists will be from Europe. And what happened matters a lot. What Donald Trump did matters a lot, and they're very angry. UEFA, which runs European soccer, most Americans, we might be rolling our eyes. Whatever, you know. But they had quite a statement that I literally said crossed the red line, the decision to change the red card. Unprecedented, incomprehensible, unjustifiable. These are all words in the European Federation's statement about the Trump Infantino phone call and what happened after that. So a lot of these American male players now go back and play in Europe. This is going to follow them, and they are not going to be beloved for this. Mm-hmm. So also the goodwill, right? Scotland fans, you know, drinking all the beer in Boston and the scenes of the Norwegian Viking row in Houston or wherever they were, and just all the fun around the you know, the country with these countries. That goodwill, some of that, I believe, has evaporated now because of Donald Trump's insertion into a field of play matter.
Kind of taking the politics part of it out with the World Cup itself, being here in the United States and in Canada and in Mexico, where folks here in the country could watch it at a reasonable hour. Is this going to perpetuate this sport a little bit more? I mean, it's not as mainstream as it would like to be, I'm sure, but with the fact that it was actually here on American soil and in North America, do you think that's going to help?
Well, it certainly did in 94, going all the way back. That was kind of an eye-opener for many people. On the men's side, the U.S. played pretty well. And it was a great tournament over the 4th of July. I remember it. You know, I think the U.S. may have played on the 4th of July. And then 5 years after that, you had the 99 Women's World Cup, including they played at Soldier Field. Changed everything, right? Brandi Chastain, the Rose Bowl packed the capacity to watch women play football as opposed to a college, you know, Rose Bowl game or something. Brandi Chastain's penalty kick and the cover of Sports Illustrated, Time, Newsweek, People. No other story in the history of stories has ever made those four covers in the same week except the U.S. women's national team. So that was a launching pad for sure for the women's side and for men loving women's sports and women's soccer, which we see with Caitlin Clark now as well. You know, that was before then. You know, it's like, and I'm not watching women's sports. Well, now men feel that way, and especially with Caitlin, who have spent a little time around and wrote a book about. So you've seen that. I don't know if, can we max out, and I'm asking this rhetorically, can we max out, or have we already maxed out, on boys and girls playing soccer at age 5, 6, and 7? Maybe there are more programs to, you know, and maybe in underserved communities. We got the suburbs, right? We've won the suburbs, male, female, with little kids playing soccer. It's certainly underserved communities. But it's also becomes very expensive very quickly in the U.S., right? With the club teams and the travel and all of that. And if you're going to be good, you've got to, and you know, you want to, your kid, your little boy or girl is pretty good, you move them right into that. And now that can cost a lot of money, as parents know. So I don't know if it gets bigger. As I said, we move on to other sports now. The rest of the world is just still all in this, even if their country's out.
Right.
The Netherlands is out. Like people, the Dutch are still absolutely, you know, crazed about this World Cup. I'm not so sure the U.S. will continue to be, and then it definitely drops off when the finals will happen in a week or two.
Mm-hmm. One more question about FIFA, Christine. Are they still saying that the president's phone call really did not weigh heavily in their decision?
Gianni Infantino is in damage control. He put out a statement yesterday after this thing blew up. And by the way, you can think the call is terrible. As I said, it was a bad call against Balogun. He should not have gotten a red card. But you can also then be very concerned about a political figure getting involved in this way. I think you can think both of those thoughts. So yeah, Infantino went on and on. No, we were going to look into it. They weren't looking into it. Again, all of us asked. You know, it was done. There's nothing you can do about it. I went on air and said that because we all were saying it. Mm-hmm. We were told it's a done deal. And then it wasn't. And Senator Ted Cruz from Texas said, you know, thank the president for making the phone call and getting it overturned. So, you know, Ted Cruz said the quiet part out loud in the Oval Office yesterday.
All I know is the next time there's soccer on TV and we're watching for the first time and my wife is asking me all these questions I can't answer, can I call you, Christine Brennan? Would that be okay?
Well, sure. There's probably some I can't answer either, but I certainly have, especially the U.S. women, who, by the way, win and who have their World Cup next year, the Women's World Cup, will be in Brazil. So I'll do my best, and then you and I both will find somebody else who can really explain it.
I'll hang on to your number. Christine Brennan, USA Today. Go Cats! Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. Go Cats. Take care.